proposed marina has added to what Montgomery brought up?
Anytime Yachty's behind the plate, he adds a lot to whoever's on that bump. And the way he used Monty's fastball today was impressive. He just attacked with it. Established in with the four-seamer, used the sinker, 12 outs with the fastball, which opened up that changeup. I think he threw 20 of them. And out of the 10 times they swung at it, they missed at 7. It's a pretty good effective pitch. So.
Not at that with the LH way through 3 curveballs in the row, missing and then
Yeah. So being able to use the stuff the way he did, he finished some guys off with the fastball, throw some guys, but that was an impressive outing for sure.
Only for him to be first and third and then get the next two guys in strikeout, what does that tell you about Montgomery's makeup?
He didn't look sped up at all in that situation. He's a guy that you can tell has been there before on a big stage, which is, we knew that coming in. But that's a perfect example of just keeping your composure, knowing that if you execute, you'll be fine. And he did exactly that.
You said a couple days after the deadline, it's not just about getting guys to get guys, it's about getting the right guys.
Yeah.
How well does Montgomery fit, not just the rotation, but the block club?
No, every guy they got fits our clubhouse extremely well. When you look at the combination of Stratton and his makeup and the things he's working on in order to be effective, you look at Quintana and his poise and just overall, I mean, he's a veteran. You feel it in the clubhouse. You feel it when he's on the bump. And that's contagious. I mean, the more guys you get that compete the way those guys do, it's a fun clubhouse to be in. And then we just alluded to Monty. He's under control, no panic. Knows that if he executes, we'll be fine, and he did exactly that. So we got the right guys.
Yeah. So many ground outs in the first game.
Sorry, I didn't hear the first one.
Ground outs are maybe the first game, a lot of strikeouts. I think it's sometimes season high. Did you guys see something you thought you could elevate that strikeout total when you got here?
I'm not sure about just elevating the strikeout total. I think today the way he used his stuff was super effective against that lineup specifically. Yeah.
Do you ever look at what Goldschmidt's doing and just shake your head in amazement that he keeps doing it?
I'd shake my head every day, yep. Yeah, what both those guys are doing, and Goldie and Nolan right now, is incredibly impressive. just if everyone knew what goes into their consistency, that's more impressive than just the results. The hard work that goes into the preparation is second to none. So underneath the hood is more impressive than just the homers and the doubles we see out there when the game starts.
Seems like there's, at times you think one guy's going real hot and then if the other one would get going, but what's it like to have both of those guys going nuclear at the same time? What does that do for a ball club?
I enjoy the heck out of it, yeah. And getting guys on in front of them is big. But I think we've seen, I mean, tonight obviously our 3 runs came through their contributions, but throughout the last couple of weeks we've seen other guys contribute as well. And that's what will make this offense really click, yeah.
Does using Housley for 2 innings tonight sort of
compromised
by using him tomorrow?
Yes.
What's your thinking on going with him for 2 rather than 1 for a guy who goes for somebody else and then 1 for him?
We won that ball game. We'll figure out tomorrow. Yeah.
The All-Stars seem like they all stepped up tonight. We're giving the opportunity to get there. You see, Elsie's in that spot. I mean, there was some of that there that didn't look comfortable and didn't look even encouraged, even after Wong got that hit. Do you see that having an effect when he enters?
Yeah, it's tough to string together quality at bats against Hells, and that's why, going back to your question, Kamish, you're looking at Adamas down there. You know they're going to pinch hit for the third baseman with Talese. One guy gets on. Talese put a really good at bat against Gio. Last time we were there, he was able to mix in a changeup he doesn't use very often in order to finish the at bat against him at their place, right? So you have that in the back of your head, knowing that if one guy gets on, you're going to see that at bat again. So you have our best guy in Helsley going against their best, and he puts him away with 14 pitches. You send them back out knowing that, is he going to be available tomorrow? The answer is probably not. But you secure that game. So we'll be all right tomorrow.
Milwaukee's one of the best teams in the league against righties, but against lefties they struggle. How much of that goes into acquiring 2 lefties at the deadline?
A lot more than just their club. I mean, is it a factor? Sure. But if you just look at overall our park and how left-handers, getting more righties against a lefty at our ballpark is beneficial. So more than just us facing their club, there's other factors that go into that. Yeah.
Can you tell that Arenado's back is a lot better when he went home at the All-Star break and did not mess with the All-Star festivities ever since?
It was a good decision. I mean, when you're in there every day seeing the way he's grinding in order not to come out of that lineup, and he doesn't want any days off before that All-Star break. He was it's impressive. So he needed that break, and I'm glad he took it because we're seeing a strong version of him right now. Yeah, but definitely a difference.
We even got rained out the day before the break, so you got the break on that one too.
Love that.
And I got a big fun guy, but I like that one from Lawrence.
Yeah. I do. And it's not that I'm not a big bunt guy. There's opportunities for it left on left right there. I liked it. They were giving it to him. I think we've missed some opportunities over the last week to actually do it. We've talked about it, and I'm glad they exposed it right there.